You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Our custom at the time that the Kaddish is recited, we don't stand up. But if you were standing and then the Kaddish was recited either by Chazan or other people, they have to stay standing till the end of Yehi Shemei Rabba. Or sometimes it happens, those that we need to give respect at the time of the Kaddish, like let's say the father walks in, so we stand up. So then we cannot sit till the end of Yehi Shemei Rabba. And also the halacha is, we cannot pass by somebody that says Kaddish or in the middle of the Lahash. Right, but in practicality, that's very rare in any Beit Knesset that you will have 2 meter space to pass. But this is according the halakha. But Zohar HaKadosh holds melo enav. That means as long as he's able to see you, it could be 10 meters away. Then you cannot pass by him. So now, like let's say somebody walks into Beit Knesset and not for anyone is late. You say, amen?
Amen.
Yeah. And then he notices he needs Persian Sidur. And then he says he's not here. So it's asur for him to go to the other side and people in the middle of the Lahash. How would you explain this? So maybe there's maybe a better understanding. Let's say you just ate some chicken and some steak. So when would be the next time that you eat the dairy product? So how do you explain that? Now, how can you understand that the next 6 hours you cannot have dairy? No, logically, like you want to explain to somebody that just started, say, you know, you cannot have, say, how does that work?
The combination is not good for you.
No, logically, no, you can tell him, for next 6 hours, you don't have a mouth. Good? Make sense? Like it's a dairy mouth. So that means your mouth is closed. So till the next 6 hours, after you eat chicken or meat, you cannot have dairy. So now, back to the Kaddish, or people that are in the middle of Lahash. So now, when people that are in the middle of Lahash, or they sing Kaddish, there is an invisible wall, right? So when you pass through it, you're breaking walls. So let's say you have 10 people in the middle of the Lahash, you keep breaking walls after walls, walls after walls. I mean, it doesn't make noise. And you don't see it. But that's what the fact of the matter here is. That in Ashwaz Halakha, when you pass in front of people that in the middle of the Lahash or Kaddish, you're breaking walls. So what should you do? You have to find a different path. You go around the building or wait and so on. But you cannot pass by him. It's asur to pass by him. People that are in the middle of the Lahash or the same Kaddish.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.